Many stores are low on cleaning materials, TP, but what if you are desperate for diapers? Diapers and some infant formulas were some of the first things hoarded when the outbreak came. Now diaper banks, which help low-income families, are struggling to fill the need. Joanne Goldblum is the CEO of the nonprofit National Diaper Bank, a loose association of places across the country. Joanne, how bad is this?
So it really is tough. You know, basically, the COVID-19 pandemic is disproportionately impacting children and families, particularly those who lack access to clean diapers and other basic needs. And, you know, hoarding and then loss of jobs and shelter in place have forced more and more families to turn to nonprofit diaper banks, depleting the already low supplies.
Yeah. Give us a sense. I mean, do you have numbers?
I can give you what we've heard from our members, which is every diaper bank in our network has seen an increase, an exponential increase in the number of people asking them for diapers. And it ranges. You know, we hear for some, it's about 50%. I spoke to a diaper bank yesterday who was telling me that they saw a 300%
wow.
increase.
To be clear, you know, people might be saying, but isn't there aid for low-income people or, you know, people struggling with resources in a time of unemployment? But the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, it's commonly called WIC, those benefits don't cover diapers. Diapers are lumped in with pet food, cigarettes, and alcohol.
Yeah.
Welfare, you know, people on welfare, they get a very tiny amount of money. It's not enough. You know, diapers can cost an average of $18 a week per child, almost $1,000 a year. When we're hearing stories of, as I said, women watching other women load cars with packs of diapers while they can't afford to buy extra. Are you hearing directly from parents?
Yes, we're getting lots and lots of requests. And it's quite heartbreaking because even before COVID-19, we recently had an article in the American Journal of Public Health. It talked about the fact that diaper need is a public health issue. We see such an extreme need. The fact is that about 40% of Americans before this didn't have $500 in the bank for an emergency. And so if you extrapolate that, you know that that means there are so many people who can't manage a week or two without income. So really, the poorest among us are always the hardest hit. And we're seeing it expand so much now to so many people who had never considered themselves to be living on the edge.
Yeah. By the way, we should also mention it's not just diapers, it's formula and prescription formula. So tell us some of the things that diaper banks are doing, some of the things we can do. Can you send sealed packages of diapers if you can get your hands on them? Can you send them to diaper banks?
The thing, you know, that is most helpful right now for both the National Diaper Bank Network and for our member programs is cash donations, because we are able to buy extremely large quantities at a much lower price.
And by the way, maybe that's the safest.
Right. Certainly, if people ordered online and sent them directly to diaper banks, many diaper bank programs have wish lists on Amazon or Walmart, you know, on one of those platforms. But the best thing is direct cash donations. So certainly people can donate to the National Diaper Bank Network, but also we have a listing of all of our member programs. So if people would like to donate locally, they can go through that list and find the diaper bank in their community.
Well, and by the way, people might be saying, well, what about cloth diapers? But people are making their own cloth diapers.
Right. Many of our diaper banks distribute cloth diapers and do cloth diaper education. And many diaper banks during this time are expanding that. One of the issues with cloth diapers for many people is that if you're working and your child's going to daycare, it's a very difficult thing to do. We are, as a diaper bank movement, encouraging people during this time, if they're able, to consider cloth, especially because diapers are harder to find right now. And there is a lot of information about how to sew your own.
Yes, there is a video. So we'll link people to your video about making your own diapers. Something we hadn't thought of that we should be thinking about anyway, it sounds like, Joanne. People
Absolutely.
Need diapers.
The truth is that prior to COVID-19, one in three American moms has struggled with this issue. Now it's even bigger. And we are seeing a great response from companies. The other way that people can help is, you know, for companies that produce product. For example, we are distributing books from Penguin Books. We're distributing breast pumps from Evenflo Feeding, you know, things like that, that people might need during this time for families. We're very happy to get those products out to people who need them.
Oh, fabulous. Joanne Goldblum, CEO of the nonprofit National Diaper Banks Network, thank you so much. We'll link people up to everything. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Well, and Jeremy, I've learned today that I'm going to donate my cough off of your story and diapers.
You know, it does feel good to help out when you have the ability to do so. We'll link to both of those at hereandnow.org. Yeah.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.